Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is a lazy summer show. And when I think of lazy, I think of one of my buddies over at Schmoe's Brewery, Big Chaz from the Baritone of Beer. And he's throwing a little party today, and I'm going to be helping him out. And honestly, I'm just jabbing him a little bit because he isn't lazy. This is one ambitious dude. He's got a great, great party going. So, Barbecue Bob, I know that you got other plans today, but I'm going to be over there at the Schmoheken Fest. So, shall we have a little chat with Chaz now?
Hey, welcome back to the show. It is the Grilling Guys, so it's got to be the weekend. It's time to fire up your smoker and your grill. And right now on the grilling line, we have Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids. They're one of our oldest sponsors. And welcome to the show, Chaz.
Good morning, guys. I've been up for a while.
I bet you have, brother.
Quit bragging.
I was up early yesterday smoking pork and getting the pulled pork ready for the festival. Today I'm up getting some final things laid out at the brewery. We're going to have a heck of a party, and that rain is not coming anywhere near us.
That's right. It doesn't matter if we are or we aren't. We got places to get people out of the rain to have some great barbecue and listen to some great bands. And tell us about the event, Chaz.
Well, Schmoheken Fest is a party in our parking lot. We decided, you know, everybody wants us to have bands, and our tap room's a little small. So we decided to compensate. We're going to fence off the entire parking lot. I'm bringing in a big trailer to put the bands on. I got three acts coming in today, and I've got pulled pork. I'm going to be doing some brats and some burgers for the people that aren't on that pulled pork. But that pulled pork, I cut that pig from a whole slaughtered hog. So we've got fresh, fresh stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
So tell me, Chaz, if somebody can't stay for the whole day, but if somebody wants to breeze in and have a beer, are they going to still be able to do that?
Well, we're going to have a $40 ticket to get in. That gets you six tokens that are good for a sandwich and chips or a beer. And so we're not open to the general walk-in public.
Okay, so it's a closed event if you're ticketed.
You can buy a ticket.
Okay. And you can buy these in advance online?
No. We're only selling at the tap room. We're going to save you all those fees and everything else. And so actually today at noon we open. We're off and going, and you can buy them right at the gate.
Cool.
Well, Chaz, I'm looking forward to coming out and doing whatever it is you need me to do. I can stand at a grill and cook brats and dogs, or, you know, probably that'd be the best place to put me, keep me out of the public eye so I don't sour your event. But we're looking forward to being out there. And, again, if people don't know where Schmoe's is, where are you located?
We're at 2600 Patterson. That's on Patterson Avenue, just north of 28th Street. It's over on the east side of Grand Rapids.
Right next to the ice arena.
Yes, and actually parking is at the ice arena today. No parking on Star. Our parking lot's for the party. So park up at the ice arena. That's one drive north of us.
So, how much
bring your thermal pen.
Yeah, I got it, brother. I'll be bringing them. Yeah, the health department already has the permit, so we're all good. We'll dance with them and get that all done, and then we'll have a little bit of fun. But, hey, tell us about the bands, Chaz. What are we going to hear?
Well, one of Jim's buddies is going to sneak on stage first. I guess it's one of his running buddies. And then one of my longtime friends, Lou Russ, who's, if you've been up and down the lake shore, especially at a lot of the bars where the boaters hang out, you know Lou. He does a lot of Caribbean, some blues, a little bit of country. And then my buddy Joe Wright from Lansing, who does some real upbeat, fun country stuff and a little blues and classic rock mixed in with it. And they've both been pumping out their Facebook feeds with their set lists, and this music looks like it's going to be absolutely awesome. I went out and bought some new speakers. I got a big PA system. We're going to rock this corner.
So tell me, more importantly, what kind of special beers are you going to have?
Well, Gabby hasn't even told me all of them, but Pineapple Unzipped is coming out, and that's a play on our ginger beer that we're infusing with pineapple. And we ran it at Summer Beer Festival, and it was last week. It was gone in a couple hours.
Cool.
That sounds
so
good.
There's a couple other ones she says she's sneaking in, but she says she's going to surprise everybody with them. Maybe later this morning we can get her to put them out on Facebook.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool because, you know what, it doesn't matter what they're called and what they are, Chaz. This is going to be a great party, and the Grilling Guys are excited to help you out with it, and we're going to be there from the beginning to the end to help you make it happen, man.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, grab your tent and your thermal pen. We want to be looking legal with our thermometers.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be okay. I promise you we won't be serving any food that isn't just delicious. We've been working hard on this one for a while, so that's cool. Well, good. Chaz, I'll be seeing you, brother, here after the show. I'm headed that way, and we'll get this thing up and going, and look forward to seeing a bunch of our listeners down there. If you come up to us and you say you heard this on the Grilling Guys, we'll say thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Come on up. Have a good time. 2600 Patterson, east side of Grand Rapids. Come on out.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. That's Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewing Company. Lazy summer grilling job. There's so many things we can talk about on a lazy Saturday or Sunday. But what are some of the things you like to do that maybe you don't have a smoker, but you want to go kind of low and slow on your plain old gas grill? Because I know you use your gas grill a bunch.
I do. And one of the things that I am experimenting with, and it's going okay, is that...
Don't tell me corn muffins.
No. The dogs enjoyed those, though. But searing a steak and kind of doing a reverse smoke on it. Is I put a sear on it on a really hot side of my gas grill just to get the grill marks because it's got to look good, right? And then I'm moving that thing over to the right and finishing it the rest of the way with indirect heat. And it takes a little bit longer, but I found that I can control the doneness, the internal temperature, right, a lot better if I'm not putting it over top of that hot heat. And I had a couple buddies that had hot spots on their grills, and that happens with a lot of different grills. And
so they have a built-in place to sear,
right?
And they got a cold spot for low and slow,
right? But the thing was that they were overcooking all their meat because they put two or three steaks on there, and invariably one of them was on the hot spot, and it got overdone before the other ones were done. And it's like, well, hey, let's look for a remedy.
They just need to put some grill grates on.
Yeah, right.
That'll take care of it.
Yeah, those we talked about those last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's one of the things. And again, that chicken that I did on the pellet grill, that's still a grill. My pellet grill is still a grill, but you can control the temperature on that. And I just shut that hood and let those things go for about an hour and 15 minutes. And those skinless boneless thighs were wonderful.
Have you ever done a meatloaf on the grill?
I've not.
If you have a pizza stone, I broke mine 2 weeks ago doing this because I overfired my Kamado, and I had the kids were home and Maureen was gone. Imagine that. And so I made this big pile of meatloaf, and Maureen makes really good meatloaf, so I made it just like she does. And I put it on this pizza stone, set it on my sapphire, and left it in there for, I bet it didn't take 40 minutes. And it was smoky and crispy, and just I've done it like this for a long time. Actually, I used to just do it on my gas grill back when I just had a Phoenix, but I'd use a pizza stone because it was a nice way to evenly heat something. And for the meatloaf in particular, it would fall through the grates.
Okay,
but when you're feeding kids, I mean, you know, 2 pounds of hamburger, you got $6. You throw some veggies in there, a few spices. You've got maybe $7 into your main protein, and you've got 2 pounds of really nice food with that smoke profile and crispiness on the outside, and the grease and stuff runs off that pizza stone and gets burned up and turns into smoke.
Yep, turns.
So yeah. It's really a wonderful. I know it sounds kind of simple, and there's nothing sophisticated, but let's face it, most of us are not that sophisticated anyway, and we just like good old food.
So did you mix the herbs and spices in the meat, or did you put it on top?
Haven't you ever made meatloaf?
Yeah, oh, I have, and I just wanted to make sure that was the way you did it.
Oh, yeah.
And you did not sauce it until the end. You served the sauce on the side.
No, actually, I put some barbecue sauce on the top of it before I smoked it.
Okay.
So the sauce was smoked, too.
All right. Sounds like a tasty little way to do it.
It went fast.
Yeah. Coming up next, it's a little brisket on the stick. Stick with us. We'll be back. In the summer.